California almonds are healthy, versatile, and perfect portable protein, and that's a big part of the communication goals of the Almond Board of California. Darren Williams is the Senior Director of Global Communications with the Almond Board. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast, Darren.
Well, thank you, Patrick. It's great to be here with you.
Darren, it's interesting. Almonds don't get wasted.
You think about it, one of the biggest issues with sustainability is food waste.
Yeah.
When food gets wasted and goes into a landfill, everything that went in to produce it, every drop of water, yeah, every bit of land, every acre of land, is really wasted.
Yeah.
And then you also have the double whammy of it going into a landfill, right? Mm-hmm. We don't really have that issue with the almond itself. When's the last time you threw away a bag of almonds because they went bad? I mean, they just really don't. And so you make a great point there. I'm a cyclist. I love to throw a bag of almonds in my pocket on the back of my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're nice and crunchy and give you a good boost of protein in the middle of a long ride or a hike. You know, you think about a road trip in your car. Almonds, I think, are one of those go-to snack items people take in the car on the road trip. Because they are just really versatile. And they also go into such a wide array of products. One of the things we heard from consumers today, you may remember this, they said almonds are everywhere. They're in protein bars. They're in, you know, they're in cereals that are adding protein to that cereal instead of just getting carbohydrates in your morning bowl of cereal. In baked goods. And almonds is an ingredient. That really was our history. Snacking is a more recent thing and is really the number one category now. But when you take it all in total as an ingredient, as a snack item, and of course now with all the different flavor options you get, we heard one of the consumers say today their favorite is the wasabi and soy. I hear that a lot. People love those wasabi and soy almonds.
Other people want them just raw, you know?
Right. And so, yeah, and that's right. Because we heard from the other consumer, he says, well, his wife, you know, says they just raw. That's the best. That's the healthiest. But we have a wide variety to meet every consumer.
Yeah.
And so that's really neat. You think it's just this little nut.
Yeah.
But the versatility of it and the variety that you can get out of that one product is really amazing.
That's terrific. Global communications. There's continents in this world that don't really know what almonds are. South America, for instance, maybe they're just not part of the culture. The global communications department looking at maybe changing that a little bit?
Well, really the number one focus of the Almond Board of California is in marketing. A little different than communications, right? Because we're talking about more like paid advertising. But we've been, around the world growing new markets, places like Japan, where they see almonds as a beauty item because of the vitamin E in almonds for skin health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Orient, that, you know, skin health and having that perfect complexion is a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so different consumers around the world value almonds for different things. In India, the ancient Ayurvedic texts, just sort of their Eastern medicine texts, call out almonds as a healthy food. And so people in India love to eat almonds every day. So we've got consumers, and the untapped consumer potential around the world is still amazing. But that's where the Almond Board has focused really for the past two decades, in growing demand and keeping demand ahead of the supply.
Yes.
That's been the number one thing that I think growers themselves, through their investment in the Almond Board, have done for themselves, is make sure they've got a market for these record crops coming online.
And certainly the Almond Board is doing it. What about this global communication team that you have?
Well, I've got a great team of people who are just very passionate and dedicated. A young woman named Danielle Veenstra, who herself comes from an almond growing family in Escalon. And so, you know, people who are rooted in this industry and have the passion for this industry, but also have communications training and understand, you know, how to look at something like a consumer focus group and take away the learning from that. Say, how does that affect the way we talk about how almonds are grown? So whether it's communicating directly to growers or directly to consumers, or even through field outreach. A guy named Spencer Cooper on the global communications team is out working with growers in the orchard on things like irrigation improvements. Because to me, that's the walking the walk so we can talk the talk, right? Because we've got to do the things that we know are responsible. And then we can go tell that story. And on the global communications team at the Almond Board, we've really got the whole package right there in one team. really a group of young, energetic, enthusiastic rock stars.
Well, Darren, you were telling me about this interesting viewpoint of the Almond Board of California and the growers they represent.
I think the one thing that I really, really want people to understand, growers to understand in the Central Valley, is that this is them. When we talk about us or them, this is their investment in their future through the Almond Board of California. You know, the assessment that's paid, it's been 4 cents going back to 3 cents per pound, is invested in making sure that they have a consumer for the future, that they have global demand for their product, and that we don't have issues like water use get in the way, really, of consumers saying, this is a product I want to purchase, I want to have in my house to feed my family.
And Darren, there are plenty of ways for growers to get more engaged with the Almond Board, isn't there?
If you're a grower and you wanted to get more involved in the future of your industry, get involved in the Almond Board of California. And we've got committees. We're a producer, grower-driven organization. Committees make all the decisions. The board of directors, which is made up of growers and handlers themselves, make the decisions on where that money is invested. So if you have questions or you want to know more about it or you want to get involved in it, go on the almonds.com website and you can get all the information there. Click on For Growers or For Handlers, and there's a wide variety of information on how to get engaged.
Communications key. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast, Darren.
Well, thanks, Patrick, and thanks for helping us spread the word about the work that we're doing at the Almond Board of California.